Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Well, g'day everyone, and welcome to All Talk with Jason. Mike, very nice to have your company. And can I just say, Mike, what a response we've had from our women's special last week, mate.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Mate, I've been getting stopped in the street.
Yeah.
You know, by so many angry women.
Yeah, same. And ironically, you know, the funny thing, because I mentioned it in the last podcast, actually, that my wife doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
She did that one.
It's funny, isn't it? I think they listen to all of it, and they tell you that they don't, so that you'll start saying things that are going to incriminate yourself, and then, bang, oh, they get you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I found myself, you know, having to do, as we discussed in the podcast last week, I apologize.
Once again,
I didn't specify particularly what I apologized for. Interestingly, a very good friend of my wife's listened to this podcast, and she's a great human being. I was very surprised to find out that she did listen to this podcast, because she's a real podcast fan.
Right.
She greatly enjoys it, Mike, which I found to be surprising as well. But she said an interesting thing to my wife. Listening to Jason Mike's podcast makes me feel closer to you.
Oh.
Not to you, Mike, to my wife.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She finds out things about my relationship.
Sure.
And she knows us very well that she didn't know before.
No. I mean, there's things that we talk about here that we shouldn't be talking about, you know, really to anyone but our wives.
Yes.
But given the fact that they're not listening to it, you sort of think, well, you know, they'll never find out.
Well, the other thing she said was, I never realised Jace was such an asshole.
Sure.
Yeah, I always thought he was quite a nice guy.
Yeah, it's a revelation, isn't
it?
It's kind of how deeply unhappy you are.
Yeah, yeah, that sort of train wreck scenario of, oh my God, he is so not the human being I thought he was.
No.
And yeah, this is intriguing.
It's a facade, and you've had to live with this
all your life. 25
years you've been married. Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it? And, of course, we're coming to you today from the wonderful generator building here at Britomart. You're sort of your office away from home, isn't it, Jace?
Absolutely.
It's got bloody good food here and good coffee and all that sort of carry on. So this is where we're doing the podcast, and I recommend that if you need some place to get your work, you know, if you just want to get away from your family.
Yeah.
You know, you jump on a train, you get out at Britomart, minute walk, and you're here with a beautiful, like Jace today, we've got beautiful views across the harbour, haven't we? Bloody lovely.
Gorgeous,
so,
mate.
Thank you to Generator for having us.
Absolutely. We greatly appreciate it. And I did catch the train today.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You nice, a fan of train? Because, of course, you get the ferry. I'm a big fan of the ferry. I find it very...
It's easier than a train.
Yeah, I find it very relaxing being by the water, even though I'm a terrible swimmer.
Sure.
Because
you should be terrified.
Yeah, I should.
Because if the ship goes down, you're dead.
I'm a dead man, yeah.
Yeah.
But I quite like the train. I quite like the easy, gentle nature
of
it. I just sort of drift off.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
No, I like most forms of public transport, actually.
I'm not a big fan of the bus.
Oh, you don't like a bus?
No.
Hmm.
I just get so jammed in there, and they always have to... There's too many stops. It just annoys
because
me.
Because there should be two stops. There should be the one where they pick you up.
And the one where they drop you off.
And everybody else can just, you know...
You go to hell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I find myself doing that too, which is a weird thing. Every time they stop at a stop, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
Christ.
And I make that noise as well.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, for God's sake. It's like driving driving behind a really slow driver.
Yeah.
That's why I never get the airport shuttles.
Right.
Because, you know, you get a shuttle and you're going to the airport and they've got like four stops on the way to pick other people up.
No.
And they stop and you just go, for God's sake.
No, that's not a shuttle, because I always think, when I think shuttle, I think space shuttle.
Right,
whereas
yeah.
Space shuttle, you know, that shuttle goes, keeps going, then comes back. doesn't stop.
Yeah,
you know, to pick up some other astronauts, does it?
I don't think
so.
You
got to have, you got to be there at the start. Yeah, I guess what we're sort of saying is it's sort of a selfish kind of an attitude, isn't it? Really?
Yes.
That it, these other people want to get on our bus.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a million buses.
I pay good money for this.
Exactly. And then someone gets on. And they talk to the driver.
Yeah.
Asking, oh, is this the bus I take? Get out.
Yeah.
You know, look it up on a map, man.
God's sake.
Yeah.
I've got a podcast to go and do. Oh, you know,
they're getting their pram on. Yeah, you totally. Know, they're carrying all the kids and everything on. Or you've got their wheelchair.
Old people are the worst, actually. Old people, you know, and they take ages to get up the steps.
Yeah.
You know, like, for fuck's sake, would you just move it along, you know, please?
They got their colostomy bags. And yeah. I don't trust those things.
No, I mean, you go around a sharp corner, it slaps against one of the seats. It's everywhere.
That's right. I actually I had a real issue with an old girl there that was on there with her colostomy bag, you know, and she was talking to the driver and wanting to make sure she was on the right one and all that. As I got off, I just stabbed the bag with... stabbed the bag with the end of my USB cable.
Right, okay.
Just give it a bit of a slow drip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, people slow me down, man. I'll slow you down.
Yeah, people are sitting there going,
what's that smell? What's that? Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah. Hey, let's crack into it. We're going to start off with, as always, Jason Mike Talk Relationships.
I think she's cheating on me.
It's Relationship Advice with Jace and Mike.
Gents, I'm writing for some relationship advice. I'm happily married with three kids, and I'm all happy as reasonably expected for such a situation. All kids still at home. The missus has recently expressed some potential lesbian tendencies around other ladies socially, and it suddenly got me nervously wondering, how do I test this possibility without being creepy? Should we engage in a threesome with another girlfriend? Could this lead to a collapse of our otherwise happy marriage if she decides to go and bat for the other side? Or could this be the beginnings of a harmless and happy pleasure trove of occasional and pleasurable threesomes? Or do I just continue as is and keep observing tendencies to gauge of threat and interest? Appreciate your advice on such a matter. Excellent show. I almost crashed after nearly passing out from laughing so hard while driving, listening to you guys today. Stay safe and please keep me only as Shano for obvious reasons with the missus. Yours, Shano.
Gee whiz. Well, I mean, what a situation to find yourself in, Shano.
Yeah,
three kids. You know, you're three kids deep. You know, you've been married for some time, I'd imagine. And, you know, you probably, it doesn't sound like you've seen this coming, mate. It's at the point now where she's thinking, geez, is this my sex life?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start, you know, looking further afield. And not even into the same sex that I've been interested in. Completely different sex.
Yeah, yeah.
How many threesomes have you had, Jace?
Right outside the box, mate. None.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Well, you know, I was in a relationship and it had been going for, you know, many years. And it was sort of dying a natural sort of a death.
Sure.
And a very similar thing.
You're listening to a lot of podcasts at that stage?
I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Well, I had my headphones on a lot.
Yeah.
And they weren't plugged into anything. And, you know, my partner at the time said, look, I want to bring somebody else into the bedroom. And
sure.
It is, you know, as Shano says here, you know, should we engage in a threesome with another? You know, he doesn't want to risk it. How do I do it without being a sicko and all that sort of thing? And at the end of the day, I mean, she was quite upfront about it. And, you know, I thought, well, you've got to be open to it, don't you, I think.
Sure.
To new things, and you know, it's quite exciting. And then, how do you go about choosing the proper person?
Yeah,
you know, is it should it be a friend? You risk.
Does she already have someone in mind?
That's right. You want to risk ruining that friendship, but you're better off going with a complete stranger. How do you make that approach? All these sorts of things, and ultimately, you know, we went ahead with it.
Didn't you find your third party at a Q and KFC?
Yeah, and you know, he was a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah.
And if I'm completely honest, It wasn't everything that I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
You know, well, I mean, she seemed to have a good time. But, you know, I just sort of found myself standing at the end of the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I totally relate. And, well, here's the thing, first and foremost. Let's be really brutally honest about this. I'm more open to the idea, personally, if my wife wanted to have a threesome involving another woman.
Oh. Yeah.
I would not...
Looking back, that would have been better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so okay with the concept of her bringing in another fella to the bed.
Right. Isn't that a bit sexist?
Well, maybe. Maybe. But, I mean, this is...
Isn't that also homophobic?
Well, this is the thing about...
I don't think what Shano is saying. Can say that.
I can't?
Well,
I'm just being honest.
I think it's homophobic sexist.
Right.
And you can't be either of those things anymore. I think you actually have to say, I'd prefer a man if you're going to be woke.
Okay.
I think you have to say, oh, yeah, I'm keen for a threesome. She goes, oh, I'm keen to bring a woman. Nah.
It's got to be a fella.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or maybe you go for one.
Yeah, I mean, this time we go a fella.
Yeah.
Next time we go a
couple of fellas.
But it is a tough one, isn't it? I mean, I've always sort of maintained too, which is a really weird thing. Like if my wife left me for another woman,
yeah,
I wouldn't have so much of an issue with that.
No, neither.
If she left me for another man,
yeah,
I'd have an issue with
that. Well, there'd be somebody else rooting her.
Well, that's right. You know, and I'd have more of an issue with that. But it's difficult waters here.
It is tough, isn't it? Because, weirdly, as you say, you don't see a woman as a risk to your relationship because that's the thing that you're trying to protect. Yeah, sure, you want to expand your sexual horizons, but you don't want to do it with someone that could potentially...
Take away your horizon.
Take away your relationship. Now, yes. A woman is probably just as likely to do that as a man.
And well, yet, that's right.
You know, it's just more faulty wiring in the brain of the male. But, yeah, what you don't want to do, and you're exactly right, Shano, is you don't want to suddenly turn into a massive desperado and be creepy about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, I think he's got to approach it like this, if I can put it this way. He's just got to go, darling, your sexual satisfaction and happiness is important to me. And if that's what you want to do, I'm open to it.
Sure.
Your thoughts on that?
No, I think that's absolutely the way to go. And it sounds like she's walking down the path anyway.
Yes.
You know, and if you start shoving her in the back to get her to go faster.
Yeah.
She might just turn around and go home.
You see, I can't overstate the sexiness of supposed indifference.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. You want to bring another woman into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, can't say I've ever thought of it. But look, once again, you go back if that is something that you would like to explore, hey.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to be the one to say no.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But, you know, tit for tat. You know, if I'm going to do this for you,
yes.
You know, then at some point we need to discuss bringing another guy in.
Right. Okay. You're really interested. It's interesting. I'm finding this interesting. You're really keen on getting the guy in, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to be sexist or homophobic.
Right. Right.
You know. So, I think that's important. It's equal opportunities.
Sure, okay.
I think it, yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right, Jace. It's you know, desperation. We had a chat recently about, there was a guy that wrote in and he was going to try and broach the subject with a friend of his about getting into a relationship, and we were very clear that you should not be desperate, because as soon as anybody smells desperation on you, it's game over.
Yeah, totally.
So I think you're right to just sort of encourage it. You know, I'd just start, just start putting on some Spice Girls.
Yeah.
You know, there was that Russian lesbian duo, Tattoo.
Can't say I've heard of them, actually.
All the things she said, running through my head, running through my head.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, you mean to start setting the scene, as it were, just to create an ambiance for a potentially...
Yeah, well, just you know, having more of the you know, the lesbian pop cultural references, right? Just so it's in her mind a bit more.
Sure.
And she, you're saying that it's happening when, you know, in social situations, so there's probably alcohol involved. So just get her on the hammer all the time.
Right, okay. Just throw parties all the time.
Yeah. And only invite, you know, women.
Is this controversial? And I know you'll tell me. But it seems to me that women are quite often, and I think it's a statistical fact, quite often have an attraction to other women. It is not an uncommon phenomenon.
No, well, it's sort of encouraged, though, isn't it, in the Western world, where if there is that kind of an attraction, then it's certainly, you know, it's not frowned upon. Whereas there's sort of been a lot of oppression of the male sort of side of things, you know.
Sure.
You know, whenever I'm catching up with my mates.
Yes.
You know, it sort of seems to be a sort of thing that happens in rugby teams, actually. You know, where they get all nude in the changing rooms and they're flicking each other with towels and all that sort of thing. Now, that's, to me, screams of... Because personally speaking, I never want to see another human penis as long as I live.
Sure.
You know, I don't even like, you know, I think we're
looking
talking
at
about
your
this.
Own.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, yeah. You know, it gives me flashbacks.
Well, you're saying neither does your
gives
wife.
Me flash, no, no. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. And I find it weird that, you know, blokes sort of want to run around flicking each other with towels. Unless you think to yourself, well, you know, perhaps there's some tendencies that they're trying to meet here. To
sure.
Say, to feed a little bit. And I think you're right, Jase. I think it is absolutely encouraged, actually, in the Western world.
Mm.
So if you can get her to have a crack at it, then, you know, why wouldn't you?
For me, I see it as it's a win-win situation. And I think, you know, because... For two reasons, Mike. One, first and foremost, you come across as a compassionate, thoughtful lover.
Yeah.
I.e., look, whatever you need to make you happy or to satisfy your sexual desires, I'm willing to accommodate it.
Yeah.
And also, the other side of that is you also get to experience that difference whilst being the good guy supporting that particular liaison.
Yeah. I guess the downside is that then you'll have, you know, two women that you're in bed with that aren't satisfied.
There is that risk.
You know, but then on the bright side, at least they've got each other.
That's right.
You know, so that's quite good actually, because it's share the load.
And
many, many hands make light work.
Well, let's not talk about loads, but I mean, the reality is, you run the risk, let's be honest, you run the risk, mate, that actually you become like you were in your particular scenario, almost a bystander to the situation.
Yeah. And, you know, my situation, ultimately what it ended up being, you know, she said, do you want to have a, you know, would you like to have a threesome?
Yeah.
And, you know, in effect what it ended up being was, you know, do you want to stand at the end of our bed naked and watch another man
make love
smash
to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't... You don't want to be the guy standing at the edge of the bed waiting to be tagged in. You know what I mean?
No, especially when it's your own missus.
Yeah. It's like, hang on.
And, you know, if she had have asked me that question, then I probably would have said no.
Yeah.
And, you know, lesson learned. You know, they're happily married now, though.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I think good on them for trying to keep the sexual relationship alive. And my advice is go for it. But not in a creepy sicko way.
No.
Just encourage her, say whatever you need, I'm happy to do it.
Exactly. And if you're in a relationship where you're already happy anyway,
yes,
then there's no point you trying to push things along and ruin it. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, you're still happy anyway. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think when it comes to threesomes, is it the sort of thing that you try in your single life? Rather than
generally speaking,
rather than risk ruining your marriage,
but that's true.
And it might make your marriage better.
Well, it might, but generally speaking, that's you want to be in the situation where you've got nothing to lose and having a threesome.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I.e., you haven't got your partner to lose.
Yeah.
That's ultimately.
But you might gain a new partner.
You might, indeed.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, isn't it? Bird in the hand.
Sure. Sure. So, what was his name? Shano.
Sicko, more like.
Yeah, let us know how you get on, mate, because I'm keen to.
Yeah, get us some, you know.
No, we don't need picks, but I just want him to let us know how he goes across this precarious road.
Yeah, and for any of our other listeners out there who have been in this situation, because I've only been in this situation with a couple of dudes. Well, one dude and you know, if you've been in the situation, let us know how to go about it. Be it from a male who's been in the situation where, you know, your female partner was keen for this, or from a female who ended up going down this route with a long-term partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be really
interested for your feedback there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I think we've got another question there, mate. You want to read that one out, mate?
Yeah, mate. Fellas, I have myself a situation. I met this woman on Tinder, and to be honest, I'm punching harder than a short ball from Wags on an Australian road. But the issue is, her taste in music is heinous. Her go-to genre of music is 80s pop, which is fine by me, but when her favourites include Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners and Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield, I have to draw the line. She even dabbles in a bit of Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. She claims she's an old soul and says she was born in the wrong decade. It all sounds like bullshit to me. Help me out here, gents. I myself enjoy more of a 90s rock genre with some cheeky EDM mixed in there. She doesn't particularly enjoy my music taste, but she deals with it. Should I too? Any advice would be appreciated. And that's from Josh over the Insta.
Great stuff, Josh. What a great question that is too, mate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love my music, Mike.
Yeah. Shit music, though, you like?
Yeah, well, I like shit music. Actually, and can I just lay it on the line now, because my youngest daughter has now got on my Spotify account. My wife has too. And they have absolutely butchered my playlists. I have got the most unbelievably bad playlist now, and I'm furious about it. Jeez, I'm hoping that my wife's not listening to this particular podcast.
Get her, mate. Get her. You clear your chest.
Because she has a very, very similar taste in music. And my God, mate, I can't abide it. And it's a really difficult situation to be in. Billy Joel? What was the other
Rick
one?
Rick Springfield? Yeah.
I hate those songs.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that crap.
Yeah.
What was the other one he mentioned there?
Come On Eileen.
Oh, no. You see.
I always think about that video clip. I think that song came out in 83 or 84, and I always think about that guy wearing his dungarees.
Yeah.
And they looked like a bunch of tramps, you know.
They did.
And he had no shirt on underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I've got to be really straight up and frank here. I would have walked away already.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot abide that kind of shithouse music.
Yeah.
It's
just so happy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know, it makes them dance. I mean, it makes them so happy. And, you know, you see them dancing away to that music and you think, God, what an idiot.
Yeah.
You know.
You do. You do. You know, I'm embarrassed for them. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean when you see that? I actually get embarrassed for them because I just go, oh, my God. And they're right. And then they, like, pull all their mates onto the floor with Jesse's girl. And you just go, no, it's shit.
Yeah.
I'm not dancing to this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's utter shit.
Yeah, put on some, you know, Alice in Chains.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. here comes the rooster.
Some huskadoo.
Yeah, that's right. And it just, you know, wipes a smile off everybody's face because music's totally. Not there to make you happy. You
no.
Know, it should be there to, you know, to stimulate thought about poetry.
Yes.
You know, about deeper meaning in life in general. Not happiness, not dancing.
No.
Music's not for dancing.
No, it certainly isn't. You know, and in fact, if I haven't come away from listening to my music thoroughly depressed,
yeah.
I'm not listening to it again.
No, you're listening to your wife's playlist again,
well,
aren't
that's
you? If you
right.
come away all chipper and happy and, you know.
Exactly.
You know, feeling lighter and better about yourself.
No. No go.
No.
You know, there's nothing worse than when I'm deep in a, you know, a Cure album.
Sure.
And then suddenly Jesse's Girl
yeah.
pops up in the playlist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ruins the ambiance.
Absolutely.
Ruins my mood. Ruins
yeah.
everything about what I'm trying to achieve.
Totally. Well, interestingly enough, you know, when I got together with the missus there, you know, because I've actually got very, very similar taste to Josh here. You know, I love me 90s rock. I love lots of rock, but 90s I grew up, so... Yeah, those were my teenage years. So I am, you know, Nirvana and Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, all those sorts of grungy ones. But also your Oasis and your Stone Roses, all the Britpops, you know. But I knew damn well when I got together with the missus that she would hate that music.
Yes.
So I pretended that I didn't like that music.
Yeah.
Or I didn't pretend I didn't like it, but I certainly didn't play it. And... I had to reveal it to her later, once she was in deep, you know.
Yeah,
once,
yeah. You know, well, you'd had a kid and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Start, you know, you start belting out some Nirvana. She's
yeah.
like, what's this shit? It's like, well, it's my favourite album and my favourite song.
Yes.
She's like, what? And she said to me, if I had revealed that right at the start, she would have, as you know, if they're revealing that, she would have called it.
Yeah.
She said, no way I'd be with somebody that listens to that kind of music.
Exactly.
But I pulled the wool over her eyes.
Yep.
You know? So another win to old Minogue.
Yes.
You know, another reason why, you know, she's gutted. She said yes. But, you know, you play the game to win, don't you, Jace?
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree. I did a very similar thing. It's very similar. It's quite frightening how similar we are in many respects, Mike, in terms of how we entrapped our wives into being with us. Because I was the same. You see, my sort of genre when I was that kind of age as well was more the sort of Pixies.
Yeah,
things like
that's
that.
Right, yep.
You know, that
yep.
kind of band and the Smiths.
Sure.
And my wife hates that music.
Yeah.
So I never played it for years and years and years. Then once we'd had our second kid, started cranking it out, mate. Because there's no turning back now, is there?
No.
I mean, you cannot possibly walk out of me when we've got two children, a mortgage to pay, because I'm listening to the Smiths.
Exactly. That's right. I mean... You know, it's funny, isn't it? I'm nothing like the man that she married.
Oh, neither.
No.
No.
The only thing that's the same is probably my name.
Yes.
You know.
I'm similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we talked in previous podcasts about the fact that both of our wives actually had great overseas opportunities when they first met us.
Yeah.
And we basically ruined all that for them, really, didn't we?
Yeah. You can sort of, you know, you let them sort of, you know, babble, you know, because the other thing is you got to listen early on.
Yes.
And, you know, act like you're interested in that. So if you let them sort of bleat on for long enough, you sort of work out, you know, what their hopes and dreams are.
Yep.
And, you know, you sort of tailor what you're saying about yourself to meet
those needs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and it's not true, and it's easy enough to lie for a while, you know, just to lock them down. And then by the time, you know, they realised that it was all, you know, a complete fabrication.
Yeah, a lie. Yeah.
You know, married, kids, mortgage. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to walk out on me, are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, just because I'm listening to, you know, a bit of the Pixies.
Yeah, just because I ruined your hopes and dreams and now I'm listening to...
To music that you hate.
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, I totally relate to what Josh is saying, though.
Yeah.
I mean, those... And actually, what I find remarkable about it is the accuracy of the songs that he chose to highlight, because those sort of songs I absolutely despise. They embarrass me. I'm embarrassed for anyone that listens to them. I'm embarrassed for anyone that dances to them.
Yeah.
So I can, and you know, you when you're embarrassed for your partner, it's not an attractive thing.
No.
You know, and I think call it now, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, because the other thing is, you know, you know, you can beat her down over it, but is that the right thing to do?
No.
Do you let her have her passions? Because that's an option. That's not what we did.
No.
You know. But, you know, you could just let her be happy and be happy with her music. And if she's putting up with your music, you know, you could reciprocate. But the difference is...
his music is actually quite good.
Yeah. And hers isn't on any level.
No, there's no level on it on which that's acceptable as far as I'm concerned.
You know, maybe, you know, she could just wear headphones if she wants to listen to that shit.
Sure.
Or, you know, go out with your mates.
Yeah.
And listen to that sort of stuff. But, do you know, does it have to be around the house? I mean, if she doesn't get it, and they don't, that's the thing with music, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't help what you like, but you should.
Yes.
You know, you
particularly
should.
When what you like is shit.
Yeah, that's right. So you've got a couple of options here. And look, let's be honest, Josh, you know what to do, mate.
I think trust your gut.
Yeah.
And your ears.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. We've got a bit of general chit-chat now.
Attention!
It's general chat with Jason Mike.
Hey, guys. Loving the advice you've been providing. I need some help with what to do about an obnoxious middle-aged man in public. I'm at a quiet domestic airport departure lounge with a couple of hours to fill before my flight, so trying to clear a few emails and wind down with a quiet beer. There's a pest talking shop very loudly on multiple phone calls in the middle of the room and has been for over an hour now. I would like to get up and tell him to fuck off outside, but I'm not sure the scene would help me with trying to wind down or make things worse. What's the best way to deal with these people that treat phone calls as a public performance? And that's Iron Hayden over the Insta.
Mm.
Great question.
That is a great question. You know, I'm always, you know, you were talking in a previous podcast, Jace, that you're a great, you know, observer of human behaviour.
Sure.
And so when this sort of thing happens, I love it. Because you sort of think these people are operating on a completely different wavelength. They don't subscribe to any of the social norms that the rest of us adhere to.
Yes.
You know, they're completely in their own world. And that fascinates me. So I generally just watch it. And take it in. But, I'd love to see somebody, you know, Iron Hayden, you know, he's saying here, I'd like to get up and tell him to F off outside. Yeah, do it. And let us know how it goes. Follow your gut, man.
You see, because I'd find that quite interesting to observe
really
as well.
Really interesting.
You know what I mean? If I was sitting in an airport lounge, some guy's talking really loudly on his phone, and some guy walks over to him and says, can you just fuck off?
Yeah.
I'd find that fascinating.
Yeah, well, that's better than just the guy talking loud on his phone.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that.
Well, you mentioned that. I would be more prone, being an observer of people, to not be watching the guy on his phone, but rather watching the people around him watching the guy on his phone.
Yeah, that's true.
I would like to gauge the level of annoyance.
Mm.
Because let's face it, it's the same thing. You know, on the train.
Yeah.
In a elevator.
Yep.
On the bus.
Yes.
When some wanker, you know, just starts launching into a phone call.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how people do that on the train. They sit there.
Yeah.
And just bellow out these conversations. Well, I don't want to hear your conversation.
Yeah. It's like they don't understand what a phone is.
Yes.
You know, so if you imagine, you know, if you take your phone there and, you know, everybody listening out there, if you look at your phone, the part that you speak into, if you imagine that is somebody's ear.
Yes.
Because at the other end, it is somebody's ear. So you can actually whisper into that, and they can hear you perfectly fine. You don't need to shout. If somebody's, you know, if you're calling somebody in Hamilton, you don't need to shout into the phone loud enough for them to be able to hear
you
in
Hamilton.
Yeah, totally. That's the beauty of the phone.
Absolutely.
You can talk at a whisper.
Yeah.
And so you can adjust your volume down or up, depending on your environment. If you're at the beach and it's a bit windy,
bring it up a bit.
If you're in an enclosed space with other people around, bring it down a bit. Be considerate of those around you. And
yes,
it's like there's just a basic lack of understanding around how the technology works.
Mm.
But then there are also the people that, do treat it like a public performance.
Yeah, well, I wondered if there was an element of exhibitionism in it.
Without a doubt.
You know what I mean? Hey, I want everyone in this room to know exactly what's going on. Hey, look,
yeah, I'm on a phone call.
Yeah, to someone really important.
Yeah, but everyone's on phone calls.
Yes.
You know, it might have been impressive 25 years ago when very few people had a phone.
Yes.
But now we've all got one. I was on the ferry a couple of months ago, and there was a guy on there who was FaceTiming his kid. And he was, while he was in the queue to get a drink, and he was holding it. If you stretch your arm out as far as it'll go, that's how far he was holding his phone away from him. And then if you lift it up 45 degrees, that was where he was holding it. So he wasn't talking with it close to his face. He was holding it up in the air. Very weird.
Yes.
And then he was like, yeah, we're going to the zoo tomorrow, aren't we, mate? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What does a lion say? Rah, rah.
Oh.
As loud as that.
Yes.
And this conversation went on, and I'm not joking, 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And what it did was it bonded the rest of the passengers in our hatred for him.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and that was really beautiful, man. Yeah.
But, you know, on the other side of that, Mike, he would have been thinking, God, I'm showing everyone what a great dad I am.
Yeah, but
see how much I care as a dad?
Exactly. But everyone was thinking, oh, thank fuck I don't have him as my
dad. Yeah, yeah, totally.
And also that poor kid who's got him as a dad.
Yeah, yeah, the patronising son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm presuming the kid was young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he was. Yeah, he was like 7 or 8, something like that.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. It was another incident of, you know, of being embarrassed.
Sure.
On somebody else's behalf, that their perception of what was going on was completely at odds with reality.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could have looked at that and gone, oh, you know, that's nice. But, you know, he could have just sent his kid a text.
Sure.
And said, we're going to the zoo.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. Or, can you let your mother know? You know what I mean?
Or, we're going to the zoo, but you're not coming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I'm taking my girlfriend's kids. Yeah, I mean, it is infuriating. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there hasn't been physical altercations with that sort of carry-on.
Yeah, yeah.
Where someone hasn't even said, could you just fuck off? They've just belted someone. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing worse than someone shouting out a conversation in the middle of a room whilst you're trying to, you know, do a bit of work or send an email or whatever.
Yeah.
So I totally get where he's coming from.
I was also at an airport, and the same sort of thing, and there was two guys, businessmen. They're always businessmen.
Yes, of course.
They're doing business, man. And they had one phone on the table between them, on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
And g'day, Sylvia. It's Bill here. I've got Josh with me. Just wanted to talk to you about, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't talk to them. Save it.
Yes.
You know,
I don't want to be a part of your meeting, thanks very much.
No, piss off outside.
Exactly.
The best way to deal with these people, I mean, do you have to grin and bear it, Jace?
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'll tell you what a really good thing is to get on your own phone call
and have a really...
and stand right beside them.
Yes.
Yeah. And if they're going... And what you do is you answer everything that they're saying on their phone call.
Yes.
You know, so... yeah, no, I'll be there at 3 o'clock tomorrow if that's what they're saying. So, no, 3 o'clock's no good for me, mate. No, 3 o'clock's not going to be any good for me. Let's
absolutely
make it 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they'll quickly get it. And yeah, you'll be a hero to everybody in there.
Now, we went to the zoo last month. You know what I mean? Exactly that. I think that's the way to deal with it.
Because I think you got, you know, a sense of humour is the best way to deal with these things.
Yes.
And then you'll have the whole place will be laughing at this guy, you know, mocking him, making him feel less than zero.
Yes.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, 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 totally. Because, well, they deserve it, don't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean...
You're perfectly within your rights to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he might have some kind of hearing condition, which means he doesn't know he's talking loud.
Yes.
You know, so if you could, you know, mock him publicly for that, you know...
Win-win. Yeah.
Well, win-lose.
Totally. Well, Josh... Was it Josh?
Iron Hayden.
Oh, Iron Hayden. Iron Hayden, thanks for the question, mate. We really appreciate it. And that draws another episode of All Talk with Jason Mike to a close. Keep them coming in, people.
Yeah, would you?
because we love them.
Yeah.
And to all the women out there, keep those questions coming in too, because we want this podcast to be a balanced podcast.
Absolutely.
And the more female perspective we can have, we all benefit.
Yeah, the more female perspective our male listeners. You know, we're all learning about each other here, Jase. That's what I love about it. It's expanding our mind. It's expanding our sort of the scope of what we know everybody else is going through, and hopefully making us all better people as a result.
Absolutely, mate. So stay in contact. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. Until the next time, from Mike and myself, we take care out there. Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.